is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. President Biden is remembering former President Jimmy Carter, who died today. Biden praising the nation's 39th president as an example of simple decency.
Can you imagine Jimmy Carter walking by someone who needs something and just keep walking? Can you imagine Jimmy Carter referring to someone by the way they look or the way they talk?
Biden said we would all do well to be a little more like Jimmy Carter. Carter was little known outside of Georgia when he threw his hat into the presidential ring, but CBS's Peter Mayer points out,
Jimmy Carter certainly never lacked self-confidence. I recall that back in 1974-75, the then Georgia governor invited some statehouse reporters to an informal get-together at the governor's mansion. The conversation came around to the 76 elections, and he strongly hinted that he planned to run for the White House. Well, it's safe to say that many of those reporters had their doubts. The governor talked about making a national name for himself in what were then the obscure Iowa caucuses. Well, that's exactly where Jimmy Carter first won his national attention and his first presidential contest.
President Carter was 100 years old. Authorities in South Korea say all but two of the 181 people on board a jetliner have died after the plane skidded off a runway, slammed into a fence, and burst into flames early this morning. Aviation safety analyst Todd Curtis.
There was no indication from the video of the actual landing that showed any extensive damage that you would see from, let's say, an uncontained engine failure. So I didn't see any obvious damage to the fuselage, any obvious damage to the cockpit. So it's sort of mysterious to me why the aircraft landed the way it did on a relatively long runway.
In the U.S., a strong weather system is expected to move east after slamming Gulf Coast states. Damaging winds hit places like Athens, Alabama, where Archie Snowden reports.
A tree that once stood for nearly a century is now on top of some cars and HVAC units, and debris from businesses are now all over the road. A building near a museum that famously had a huge mural is now gone, as well as damage to fire station number 3 here downtown.
The storms are blamed for at least 3 deaths. Millions of Americans are homeward bound as the holidays begin to wrap up. This traveler at Sacramento International Airport.
Today was kind of a little bit easier. We traveled out the day before Christmas Eve, and that was really, really hectic.
AAA predicts 119 million people will travel from December 21st through New Year's Day. That's 3 million more than last year, a record. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get 4 iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus 4 lines for $25. Now drop that joke.
With 24-month bill credits for eligible trade-ins and 40 lines without auto pay above qualified customers, plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due $999.99. Credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
Concerns over messages sent from one model of smartphone to another. CBS's Stephen Kaufman explains.
Federal agencies are warning that text messages sent between iPhone operating systems and Android devices and vice versa may lack end-to-end encryption and therefore make them vulnerable to hackers, at least for the time being.
I think they're probably working on cross-device communication so that it's end-to-end encrypted across devices, but that's not available yet.
Consumer Reports cybersecurity manager Yael Grauer suggests using encrypted messaging apps.
I would tell people to download Signal, download WhatsApp, start messaging people, especially if it's sensitive messages, using these end-to-end encrypted apps so that you don't have to track what devices somebody is using and that messages are secure.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Our love affair with smartphones continues. DigiTimes predicts global growth of cell phones will increase 3.6% in 2025. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of rain and fog tonight, otherwise cloudy skies and a low around 32. For your Monday, mostly cloudy, mid-40s. Chance of rain Monday night, a low around 32. For Tuesday, chance of rain could mix with some snow, highs near 40 degrees. Right now, it's 37.
Darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words the will of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made, and the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming, and the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Sooner or later, girl, you've got to give in. Sooner or later, love is to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you. Favorites.
WRJN.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Please.
It is Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk. Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Yes, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Everybody's saying that there's nobody mean, and that the little old lady from Pasadena.
lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Love.
here's the punch.
black, with flowers and my love both never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And the world will be a better place. And the world.
just mad about saffron. Well, saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. About 14, 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly, they call me mellow yellow. A wind of velocity nil. Wanna have forever to fly. If you want your cup, power fill. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. Sudden grace. Electrical banana is about to be the very next phase. They call it mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Former President Jimmy Carter died today. He was the nation's 39th president, and he helped broker a 1978 peace accord between Israel and Egypt during his tenure. But CBS's Keeley Courtney reports he's best known for his work after leaving the White House.
Jimmy Carter transformed the role of ex-president and became a fierce defender of human rights. All the while, he maintained a strong commitment to faith, family, and his southern roots.
People in his home state of Georgia are honoring that. More from reporter Jonathan O'Brien.
Following news of the 100-year-old former president's death, local residents came out to pay their respects.